From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some braving temperatures as low as minus 45 degrees Celsius, rallied in dozens of Russian cities Sunday to back jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. Police jumped on him and threw him into a bus. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Navalny has already been barred from running in the March 18th election over what he says was a trumped-up suspended prison sentence. Both the United States and European Union have criticized the decision. Regardless, polls show incumbent President Vladimir Putin is on track to easily win. Navalny says while he acknowledges that, his campaign is aimed at lowering voter turnout to try to take the shine off the victory. Police had warned earlier they would harshly suppress any illegal protest activity, and authorities refused to authorize events in Moscow and St. Petersburg. The Kremlin has said the election will be fair and claimed Navalny has minimal support.
Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. At least a temporary calm returned when Yemeni leaders ordered their forces back to their barracks. The fighting broke out when the president ignored separatists' demands to fire the prime minister, accusing him of corruption. The separatists also accused Yemeni troops of firing on anti-government protesters. This is VOA News. A second group of refugees to be resettled in the United States from Australia's offshore immigration centers has left Papua New Guinea. The U.S. has agreed to take up to 1,250 migrants held in Australian-run processing camps in the South Pacific. In return, Australia will accept a small number of refugees from Central America. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
The resettlement deal was brokered between Australia and the Obama administration in 2016. And although derided as dumb by US President Donald Trump, it's seen several hundred refugees fly to the United States. In return, Australia will offer a home to a small number of Central American migrants from US-run camps in Costa Rica. So far, about 30 people have reportedly moved to Australia. Canberra recently rejected an offer made by New Zealand to take 150 of the men being held in Papua New Guinea. About 2,000 refugees and asylum seekers remain in Australia's offshore system, including several hundred men who are living in community housing on Manus Island after the Australian camp was officially closed last October.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, Israel will not tolerate distortion of the truth, rewriting history, and denial of the Holocaust. Netanyahu was speaking out against a proposed law in Poland that imposes fines and jail time on anyone who refers to the Nazi genocide of Jews as being a Polish crime or the Nazi death camps as Polish death camps. Some experts fear the new Polish law could mean jail for Holocaust survivors when they talk about their ordeals. Poland's president said he recognized the extreme sensitivity of the law and promised Sunday to give it a, quote, careful analysis before signing it if it passes the Polish Senate. And Ingvar Kamprad, who founded Sweden's IKEA furniture brand and transformed it into a worldwide business empire, has died at the age of 91. He passed away Saturday of pneumonia in the southern Swedish region of Småland, where he grew up on a farm and with some modest financial help from his father, began selling goods. It was the start of what became IKEA, now with 403 stores across the globe and 190,000 employees. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.